Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How good is God to me? And part of the mission and the reason that I have a radio show is to become a sharer, more and more of a sharer. You know, I used to hear my mother say it to me all the time, but God blesses you to become a blessing. And I think the more you understand that about yourself, I think the more blessings will flow your way. I think that once you understand the principle that, you know, but it's kind of tied together with some other scriptures, and I'm not too knowledgeable about them, of course, as usual. But I do know what I've heard, you know. And, you know, if you look at something simple as do unto others as you would have them do unto you, wouldn't you want somebody to help you if you needed help? I mean, look, I don't know how to wind it down into some intellectual lecture. I just know how to get it down there to where I've been able to understand it. If there's a scripture similar that says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or if that's, you know, in a prayer, would not you want somebody to help you if you needed help? You've heard, you reap what you sow. Do you understand that if you sow discord, that discord is going to come your way? That if you hate, hate going to come your way? If you blog nothing but negative comments about people, your life will be filled with negativity. If all you do is talk about people, then guess what? Somebody got to turn that gun around and talk about you. See, it just stands to reason. So what I've learned in my life and through all of the trials and tribulations that I've had is to take those lessons and share them with people in case you ain't heard it from somebody else. See, sometimes, and the reason it seems like I'm redundant at times, is which I am, is because I'm always trying to find a different way to say the same thing. Because it's a funny thing, man. You got to hear it a certain way for it to click with you. How many times have I heard a saying and then I heard it a different way that it clicked with me? You know, I've heard this saying right here. Remember this now. Everybody's not happy for you. We've all heard that, right? Everybody's not happy for you. Well, that's very simple. That don't need no explanation. That simply means of all the people you know or do not know, when something happens to you and you celebrating it, everybody not going to join in on the celebration. That's all that is. But then you take it one step further. My father used to say something to me all the time. He said, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. I didn't get that when I was 15. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. He said, you're going to lose some of these friends you got along the way. You know, just the space, time, you're going to grow in different directions. You know, you're going to do something they ain't into. They're going to do something you ain't into. They're going to want you to go here. You ain't going to make it. They're going to disappoint you. You're going to disappoint them. He ain't never lied. But I don't care where you get in life, how old you get, how far you go, who you think you are, what you make, what you say, what you claim to be. Know this right here. Everybody can't go with you. If you are constantly trying to improve yourself, you constantly have to take assessment of the people around you. Because if you are going to continue to go and continue to grow, then guess what? You got to have people that's on the go and willing to grow. If you got people in your life that are not on the go or willing to grow, how can they help you go or grow? Do that make sense? So you have to constantly make assessment of the people around you, or else, guess what? You're going to learn a valuable lesson. You know, the late boxing promoter, Butch Lewis. I was talking with Butch Lewis one time, and man, what a good brother, man. I'm talking about, man, what a good brother, man. Jesus. And I was talking with him, and he shared with me a lesson that I had never thought of before. And he told me this. Let me see at this clock. I don't know how much time I got. I got time. Butch Lewis told me this one time. He said, every successful man is doing what I call, he got rope work to do. He got rope work to do. He got to put in work on rope. And I'm sitting there listening to Butch Lewis and all the money he had made and all the people's lives he had changed and all of the moves he was making and his and incredible skills as a negotiator on behalf of some very, very wealthy people. He was just an amazing man with no education, but he read everything. Butch Lewis read all the papers, all the periodicals. That brother knew everything. He said, you got to put in rope. And I was sitting there listening. He said, here's the analogy, little brother. He said, you are on rope. There's a thick rope. You have on no shirt. You have on some tattered clothes. You have on no shoes. Your shorts is cut off just below the knee and they tatted. You got dirt on you and you're sweating. There's this huge, huge raw rope over your shoulder. There's burn marks on all of your shoulder. Connected to that rope is a wagon. That wagon has all your weight on it, all your responsibilities, all the people you're responsible for, all your children, your wife, your family members, your employees, your co-workers, your friends. They all on that wagon, man. They just sitting there. He's saying what you got to do is you got to pull that wagon up the hill. Now, only thing with it is can't nobody help you pull your wagon. You pull your wagon alone. He said, now, what you can do along the way of pulling your wagon is you can find yourself a good wife, a good woman. He's saying that what that woman does is she get down off the wagon. She fan you while you pull it. She put water on you while you pull it. She put stuff in your mouth while you pull it. She kick rocks out the way while you pull it. But she pulling for you. But she is equally as important as you are on the pull of the rope. He said, you hear me clearly now, young soldier. He said, nah, get this here. He said, it's people on your wagon that you're responsible for. But you want the people on your wagon to help you get your wagon to the top. So what you hope is that they got their foot hanging over the side pushing. They got one leg over the back or maybe both legs over the back pushing. They might have their butt on the wagon, but they pushing with both legs. They back facing your back. Maybe some of them facing you, but one of them got left leg hanging over trying to push. And you hope that all them people on the wagon you pulling is back there at least trying to help the wagon get to the top of the hill. Here go your problem, though. Everybody ain't pushing. Everybody ain't pooking. Everybody ain't pulling. Everybody ain't kicking rocks out the way. You got some people on your wagon that's just laying on the wagon, drinking lemonade, looking at you, talking about how long it's taking you to get your wagon up to the top. Looking at you, talking about why this wagon's so slow. Then when you start picking up speed, they want you to pull harder, you to pull faster, you to pull more. Then they want you to throw what you done earned on the way up the hill back on the wagon so they can have more. But guess what? They ain't helping you get more. But they got a sense of entitlement that since you got more, they should have more. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Sometimes you got to kick the people off the wagon that ain't pushing and pulling and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. I thought I could do this with you, and I thought you was going with me. But it's clear to me you ain't nothing but dead weight, and it ain't my responsibility to carry dead weight anymore. I have carried you as long as I have to carry you. You are no longer my responsibility. I'm responsible for my family, my wife, my children. I'm not responsible for you. You got to get off my wagon, because I'm a man on rope. I'm on a mission, baby. I'm pulling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Feel whatever it is you want to feel, but know this here real. Mm. This is real.
You heard it.
Radio show. We in your life. We part of it.
Part of it?
It's morning time.
Uh-oh, morning no time. You didn't. No,
listen
you didn't.
To your hype man. I love it.
Yeah. My hype man voice too high.
High though. Don't sound threatening.
Watch this here. It's morning time.
You heard him. It's morning time.
See right there. Let me have your undivided attention.
Your undivided attention.
Right there. Our job, junior job, is to aggravate you into doing whatever. I want you to listen carefully.
I mean, listen up.
You hear me?
You hear us?
You need to work with that.
It's about to go down.
Don't let him tell you twice.
Come on, hype man.
Yeah. From sea to shining sea.
Don't make us do it again.
We're on in L.A.
L.A.
New York. Chicago.
Chi-town.
Philly.
Atlanta.
Charlotte. Mississippi. Vegas.
This hurts.
Why is he walking back and forth, though, like he's really on stage?
I'm on stage. That's how you have to do it, Shirley. Don't stop it.
But Junior, you repeating, it's just unnecessary, though.
Yeah, but I got to go in with him, though.
Okay. He's a hype man.
He's a hype man. You ain't even threatened by the time I say something.
Mm-mm. Right. Steve don't need a hype
I'm
man.
I'm in tears.
Oh, my God.
Say something else, Steve. He's stupid.
I want everybody to know how it's going to be in here.
It's going to be what it's going to be in here.
He ain't saying nothing.
You don't believe it? Watch this here.
Watch us.
Watch what?
He's so ignorant.
I said watch this here.
Watch this here. Yeah.
Don't believe us, just watch.
He's ignorant.
Yeah.
I know he is. He's tight, too.
I'm over here breathing hard and everything, Shirley.
Give him one more. Huh?
Come on, Steve.
Give me one more.
Let him have it.
Letting him have it. Think we playing.
It's too early for this, man. It's too early.
Just hollering for no reason.
It's right off the
30
jump,
seconds
man.
For break.
30 seconds for the break.
You ain't going to make it for a while. You're not going to make it.
Steve got his own hype, man. Yeah.
You're not going to make it.
One more, Steve, before we go. Hurry.
We about to be bodied, and busting off up in here.
We'll be back with Ask Steve right after this at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to ask Steve. Tommy, you go first.
Okay, let me ask, is this ask the CEO, Steve?
What do no, I just It's Steve. Just Steve,
okay,
baby.
Cool. Just Steve. I'm just checking because I'll be
No, ready. This is just Steve.
If
just
it was
Steve.
Ask
I like
the CEO,
Steve.
I would have said ask the CEO.
So let me come up. Let me see. What's the smallest good thing you got going for you?
Huh? Yeah. The smallest good thing I got going for me?
Mm-hmm.
My nephew.
Because it's not his
Wait
bank account. Dang, Tommy, again.
Walk into it.
This why the hell they put this in there? Okay.
This is just okay. Ask
I bet
Steve,
I read. I bet
you...
I proofread Nick. I guess you did. Okay.
Oh man, that was beautiful.
That was greatness.
Boy, that was great. That was fast and everything.
Hey, man, I'm here for you. I said, do you want this to be Ask CEO or Ask Steve? Now you ask Steve. I got this gift.
Man.
And it just busts out. I can't stop it.
No, I see what's happening. No, but go ahead.
All right. Hey, what's the most polite way to tell someone you love that you really don't give a blank about?
Oh, but you love them, though?
Mm-hmm. Somebody you love.
Well, I think only way to go about telling somebody that you love that you don't give a blank about them, mm-hmm. I think you have to can't say I don't give a blank about you.
No.
Because you love them. Right. So that sentence ain't going
to
make
you done sense. Done it to me. Damn.
Well, consistently. Then,
let's go back over this.
Today.
You done that to me over and over.
I said if you love a person.
Oh, you don't love me now?
Yeah, I love you, dog. I don't care for you.
This is about you now.
But don't care for me mean you don't give a blank about me. It's the same thing.
I'm just trying to answer the question.
That's all.
And I'm trying
that's
to just make
way.
It where mm-hmm. people can yeah. be okay with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of times, like you just say, hey, look, I think we've reached a point in our relationship where we really need to reevaluate it. And until we get it evaluated, I think we should sever all ties until we reach such a point.
Mm-hmm. So you're
you breaking
up
with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you
you breaking up with me?
Then if you get any pushback, then you go to I don't give a blank.
Well, you're going to get some pushback for sure.
Thank you.
Any pushback.
You got to go pull out the big guns.
Yeah.
Junior, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it did.
I hope it did.
It really
too.
Did.
All right, Steve, we're going to change the subject a little bit. What makes your house feel like a home to you?
My family.
Mm.
Because when they go out of town and mm-hmm. I'm there by myself, it's just a house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've come to the realization, the house without her in it, uh-huh. it ain't a home. I'm just there. I wouldn't even need that. If I didn't have
with
laundry,
all that stuff in there,
I wouldn't even need that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
my
a,
family
that's a
makes
beautiful
it a
answer.
Home.
That's a beautiful yeah. answer.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Other than that, it's just how I don't need a yard that size.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need half the stuff that's in there.
All right, Carla, come on, ask. All right,
you
I got a question, Steve.
$20 million house.
It's not
the
ass
house
Tommy.
Is not 20 million, Tommy.
It's more than that?
Be quiet. All right, listen up, Steve. Good or bad, what is the most memorable encounter you've had with a stranger?
Mm. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Good or
he
bad?
You probably can't mention this one.
Well, I've heard a lot.
Memorable encounter yeah. you've ever had with a stranger.
That I can tell.
Yeah. We all had this one.
Careful.
What
careful.
You talking about?
Go ahead. Ask Steve. Get the
she
answer.
She would. Well, anyway, let's go. I tell you one that happened that impacted me. I met a guy who was a Klansman, and he had spent 20-some years almost 30 in the Klan. But he was raised, he was white, but he was raised by a black woman.
Oh.
And he came on my show.
Yeah, this was on your show, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And when he changed his life and went to church and found out what he was doing was wrong, mm-hmm. he went back to the black lady's house that he had not seen in 20, 30 years, whatever that number was.
Mm-hmm.
and knocked on the door. And when the old woman opened the door, he just fell on his knees. She immediately picked him up and hugged him.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
He came on my show. He sat there and he said, Steve, I want to just apologize to you and all the people I've hurt. I was ignorant. What I done was wrong. And we stood there and we hugged. And that moment right there was very impactful for me. Because you could have never told me in my life that you could come to me and tell me you was in the Klan and Steve Harvey hugged you. That probably wasn't going to ever happen. That
Can you get Trump to do this? I'm sorry.
Come on, Tommy, another question from you.
All right, so check this out. Cause this has happened to me a couple of times. Besides sneezing and brushing your teeth, what other things are a disaster if they happen at the same time? I don't know if that's ever happened.
Sneezing and brushing your
teeth.
Wow. Has it ever happened?
I messed up a suit sleeve like that one time. I brushing my teeth between shows. I had my suit on. Uh-huh. Just wanted to freshen my breath up there. I sneezed on the sleeve right for showtime.
Wow.
Boy,
I had to change that whole suit, though.
But one thing about you, though, you know how to get some stuff out of some clothes.
Oh,
he know how to do that.
Miracle worker.
All right, coming up next, the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, in national news, Hurricane Michael. This is a dangerous hurricane with strong winds and flooding is expected. Florida Governor Rick Scott said it is a massive storm, adding, we haven't seen anything like this in the panhandle in decades. We here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show, of course, are praying for everyone in the Florida panhandle. So please, please be safe. This is serious right here. It is, as all hurricanes
are. Well, we're doing more than praying for you. We're really saying to you, if it's a mandatory evacuation, you have to honor that.
Yeah.
Too many people try to ride it out and lose their life and get seriously hurt trying to protect some property. You can get some more property.
Yeah, you can.
You can't get another child. You can't get another relative.
You don't know what this water going to
do. And you don't know what water do.
Nope.
The wind knock a power line down on your house.
Yeah.
Your house on fire. Now it's burning to the ground, but it's a flood and you can't get out.
You're right, Steve. It's like power lines are going to be down. You're going to need food and water and all that stuff, but you got to get out if they tell you to get out.
People think the fact that you can swim, that means nothing with this kind of water.
Oh, no.
You're not in a pool. You're not in a pool.
Yeah.
A pool has a flat bottom. Right. This is something different right here, man.
This came out the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Bruh, trying to walk across your street that's flooded in chest high water.
Yeah.
You know the problem you got? You don't remember where the fire hydrant is?
Right.
Nothing.
You don't remember where the drain hole is? You don't know if the lid then came off in the flood?
Mm-hmm.
You step in the hole, you gone. You don't even know, man. You don't take chances. If they say mandatory evacuation, evacuate. You can't save all that stuff.
Yeah. True.
So true.
Right now, the nephew is here to make us laugh with today's Run That Prank Back. What you got, King of Pranks?
A wedding and a funeral. It is.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hi, I'm trying to, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Josh. Josh over at the, I'm one of the officials at the church where you guys are getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I want to thank y'all for that, too, man. We appreciate it.
Good. Well, we definitely hope to make you a member here sooner or later since you guys are getting married, you know?
Hey, man, you know, I'm trying to get this work schedule changed up. You know what I'm saying? They got me working on Sundays now, man. So as soon as I tweak that and move that around a little bit, I'll be there.
Okay, listen, we have a bit of a situation that's come up. We had some problems and miscommunication, and it's definitely been on our side. They had your name, Ryan, down here with your phone number as well as your soon-to-be wife, Sonya. They had her name here, but we didn't want to call her with this. We wanted to just reach out and talk to you and see if it just make you aware of what was going on, okay?
Well, what's going on, man?
There's been a mix-up on scheduling. I don't know if you know Sister Ola May, she passed away a week ago. And you're not a member of the church, so you wouldn't know her, but she's one of the oldest members here at the church. Sister Ola Mae passed away. And what's going on is you all's wedding is tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Right.
But the actual funeral is at 3 o'clock here at the church.
Okay. What's your name again, brother? What?
Josh.
Okay, look here, brother Josh. Hey, man, we already got this thing in motion, man. We didn't send out damn near 200 invitations, man. I mean, God bless Sister Ola Mae.
And I understand that, but I mean, you know, there's no way we could have moved it around. Now, the biggest problem, the funeral home is bringing the casket first thing in the morning. So what I wanted to make you aware of, and I didn't want you to tell your wife this, but the actual casket will be in the sanctuary, but we will have it covered.
Hold up, man. Are you serious? Now, look here, man. Y'all need to move this around. I don't know what y'all going to do. If y'all have a fellowship hall in the back or something like that.
Ryan, the only place we can actually put the casket in, if we didn't put it there, is in the actual room that your soon-to-be wife would be changing in. That's the only place.
Man, you about your mind. My wife ain't fixing to change in no room with no dead body. Are you kidding me?
And you know what? I understood that. That's the first thing I thought of. And that's what I said. Let's just put the casket where it goes for the funeral. And we're going to cover it up. And see, basically, you actually getting...
Wow. I can't even believe you called me with this, man. Look here. And excuse my French, man. Yeah, I know I need to get back in the church. I really do. But right now, Doug, this ain't going down like this, man. Now, we already paid the money. And first of all, you know, I don't even feel like she even had to pay, you know, to hold no wedding over at her church where she paid tithes at. That's the first thing. You know, I ain't like that from the jump, but I went ahead and went with it because she want her pastor to marry us. And now you got the nerve to tell me that y'all rearranged that a funeral going to happen the same day as my wedding and my wife got to get dressed in the room with a dead body?
Well, no, we're not going to put her in that room. I'm putting that body first thing in the morning. I'm going to put that body right there in front of the pulpit, and we're going to cover it. Now, what you're getting out of this, you get more flowers because there's going to be flowers from the funeral. So I'm thinking that's probably going to be a little bit of a perk for you. I just wanted you to be aware that it's probably going to be more people than you think because some of the people that's going to be at your wedding is really for the funeral.
Hey, hold up, man. Are you serious right now, man? Look here, Doc. I done paid for the wedding to happen at this church, man, okay? And no disrespect to the lady that has passed. God bless her family. I ain't playing. But you not putting no dead body having no funeral at my wedding, man. That's crazy. What y'all down there?
The church too, sir. She's a member of the church too.
I don't give a about her being no member of the church, man. I done paid for this wedding, and it's going to happen tomorrow, man. You not fixing to put no dead body at my wedding. Watch your mind.
Mr. Ryan, I mean no disrespect, but the woman has passed. She is not going to get up. So, hey, I mean, what is the problem?
The problem is your called me with this man the day before my wedding, and we didn't schedule this 6 months ago. I had to spend $25,000 to $30,000 on this wedding, okay? And are you going to tell me that we got to share our wedding with a funeral? What the hell is wrong with you, man?
So, let me ask you something. Do you want to have your wedding at this church?
I paid for the And what you mean? Well, I'm having a wedding. Okay, I tell you what, let their body be up in the morning. I'm rolling the right out the street. Y'all gonna sit out there in the front and throw flowers while throwing rice. But we're gonna have a wedding inside the sanctuary tomorrow. I promise you that.
Sir, I cannot assure you that it won't be. As I have no other place to put the body.
Okay, well, I bet y'all find somewhere to put it. If I get that tomorrow, there's a body in there. It's gonna be a couple of bodies in there. And I ain't. You got two choices: to move that funeral or to reimburse me back this $30,000 out of my already spent. Those are the only two choices I want to hear about. Meet me at the front door tonight with a $30,000 cashier check, or we say to have this wedding up in there tomorrow morning. You heard me? I ain't playing at all. No jokes. What the is wrong with y'all, man? You can do something else, man.
Listen, hey, I understand that. Listen, sir.
I don't want to hear no more from you, man. Now, all I'm saying is it's going to be a wedding at this church tomorrow without the dead body. That's all I'm saying. Push
Ryan.
The to the
Ryan,
bank, man.
Ryan, hey, there's one more bit of an issue that I need to tell you also.
What the can be worse than a dead body? What issue can be worse than a dead body at my wedding, man?
The issue, sir, that is worse than a dead body is, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your best man, Jeff, got me to prank phone call you.
What? That's
Hey, what, you know what, man? The best man about to get the best whooping he can possibly get, man. I ain't playing these and got me the day before. Oh, this is to get the best beat down possible, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, one more question. What's the baddest radio show in the land, Ryan?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up in entertainment news, highlights from last night's American Music Awards, plus voter registration spikes after Taylor Swift's political announcement. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, last night, our girl Tracy Ross did her thing when she hosted the American Music Awards, and pop superstar Taylor Swift opened the show. Other performers, Mariah Carey, Ella May, Cardi B, of course, Ciara, Missy Elliott, and a special tribute.
Ciara.
Ooh, she's beautiful.
Was getting it. Wasn't
she's beautiful, what? Isn't she?
I love
her. Yeah, she can dance. She can dance.
Yeah, she was fire in that white suit she had on.
A special tribute, of course, to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, from Gladys Knight, Ledisi, Mary Mary, yeah, and CeCe Winans. Here are some of the highlights. Check these out.
Check out your girl Cardi B accepting the award for Best R&B Hip Hop Artist.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all my fans. Thank you to my team. Thank you to my publicist. Thank you to my music group. Thank you to Atlantic. Thank you, QC. Thank you to my glam squad. Thank you, family. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, here's Gladys Knight. Wow, she performed Amazing Grace in honor of Aretha Franklin during the Aretha Franklin tribute.
I was blind. But now I see.
Man, we love the AMAs. It was a great show. Tracy Ellis did a great job. Tracy Ellis Ross, she did a wonderful job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift opened the AMAs. We got to say this. After her recent Democratic candidate's endorsement announcement, voter registration spiked up to over $100,000. I love when someone recognizes their power and uses it for good.
I don't understand, Shirley.
What you mean $100,000?
$100,000.
Did I say $100,000? I meant 100,000 new registered voters.
Oh, right.
I saw the picture.
Paid to vote?
I know. that would be great if we did. Yeah. But anyway, it spiked to over 100,000 new registered voters. Between the ages of 18 and 29, so she's reaching those young people. She's using her power for good.
That's good.
Great. Yeah, this just happened in the last 48 hours, according to vote.org. So that's wonderful. Yeah. Really good news. And anyone else out there who wants to use their power and influence right now to get people registered and to get people out
Tommy,
to the polls.
Yeah. Hypothetical question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do it.
For $1 million. $1 million. Would you go in there on election day and vote for Donald Trump?
Hell to the no.
For $1 million?
Yeah, for $1 million. No, I ain't doing it.
That's good, Tommy.
I ain't doing it.
Because you could look over here to the right.
that's good.
I was waiting on my turn.
That's conviction right there.
I ain't doing it, though.
Come on.
$1 million. Would you take your vote and vote for Donald Trump?
Wearing a shirt in there.
Wearing a MAGA hat.
You ought to stop that, man.
Me and
you
Kanye. You and Kanye.
You ain't frustrated enough, please.
No, I couldn't do it.
That would be a hard one. It would.
That's hard.
Yeah, that is hard. That's a hard, tough question, Steve.
I'm
as
waiting.
As much as you need the $1 million, but whew, my one vote, whew.
I can't get him and Kavanaugh out of my head standing there side by side. I can't get that out right now.
All right, Steve, we got to move on. Time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys, and good morning. This is Andrew for the news. More than half of the counties in Florida have been declared under states of emergency this morning in advance of Hurricane Michael, and they say it's going to be a bad one. Homes and businesses started boarding up along the state's Big Bend and Panhandle yesterday. Hurricane warnings up. Michael is now a Category 4, and it is not weakening. They say it is strengthening. Michael, a Category 4, packing 140-mile-an-hour winds at least. The storm surges, they say, could be as high as 9 feet, and it's headed straight for Panama City Beach, which is almost entirely evacuated. Should be entirely evacuated. That there's some people, believe it or not, who are not leaving. In Indonesia, meanwhile, some 10,000 rescue workers scouring the island of Sulawesi for victims of the earthquake and tsunami that took place there about 2 weeks ago. So far, the death toll is listed at 2,000 at least. However, residents say some 5,000 other people are still missing and unaccounted for. The government says it will end the searches tomorrow, so they're really frantically doing last-minute searches today. President Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has announced her resignation. Totally surprised, but the president broke the news.
She's done a fantastic job, and we've done a fantastic job together. We've solved a lot of problems, and we're in the process of solving a lot of problems. So at the end of the year, Nikki will be leaving.
Nikki Haley was the voice of the administration's foreign policy for Trump's first year in office. However, she was seen as not being part of Trump's inner circle, and with the hiring of National Security Advisor John Bolton, Haley's influence appeared to diminish. And fast. No word, though, on what Nikki Haley wants to do next. She really didn't even say why she's leaving. Brett Kavanaugh served his first day on the Supreme Court yesterday, and while dozens of people protested outside the building, citing the sexual assault allegations that Kavanaugh still denies, there were no disruptions inside. Though the high court hearing arguments in two cases, one of them concerned increased prison sentences for repeat offenders and the family of the newest justice. The Kavanaugh family attended the morning's proceedings in that first case. The U.S. State Department demanded that Turkish and Saudi governments account for the whereabouts of the Saudi journalist who was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey and hasn't been seen since. Jamal Khashoggi was reportedly a critic of the Saudi government. They say he went to the consulate because he needed papers, the proper papers anyway, to marry a Turkish national. Some Turkish sources are reportedly saying they think Khashoggi may have been murdered in the mission, dismembered, and taken out in little boxes. The Saudis are denying all of that. They say that's not happening and didn't happen with them. We'll see. Okay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's wife on trial accused of improperly spending public funds. And finally, today is Hug a Drummer Day like Clyde Stubblefield. Boop, boop, boop. Got to give the drummer some today. Okay. Here's up Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve's smarter than his nephew. Back in 20 minutes after the hour on Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, today is your beautiful wife Marjorie's birthday. So
you always
tell us, and we live vicariously
through
you guys. What do you have planned?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that because, you know, it's too early, and I ain't done it yet.
Oh, man. You can't give us a hint, Steve.
Hell no, because if Megan is listening. Megan, tell it. Surprise.
And Megan is
Marjorie's assistant.
How much you spent, years. Though? Ballpark.
He can't say that either, huh?
Oh, what ballpark? That,
no, huh? Because that'll give it away.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's go down the line. Was it jewelry?
He ain't saying nothing.
Well, if it's
you
not
call her, Steve, can you call her right now?
It's some Victoria's Secret hunt out.
Steve, you know we take such pleasure, such joy in knowing what you give Marjorie.
I'll tell you tomorrow. I can't do it now.
Come on, Steve.
I get off, man.
Did you buy Memphis? Yes. Did you buy her hometown?
The city of Memphis.
You bought all of Memphis, dog?
That might be what it is.
Y'all
what you say, Tommy?
Memphis?
Everybody got a price.
Everybody.
Hand them
everything
keys to the city right now.
Dang.
If I had enough money to buy Memphis.
You're so stupid. Tommy say
you don't
anything.
Even understand where I'll be. I'll be in Abu Dhabi right now with the sheikhs drinking Arabic coffee and eating figs and dates. Boy, you don't understand.
Okay. You ain't buy Memphis. Let me see. Okay. Wait.
It's just going to be a nice day.
No, it's It's always a nice day, but your nice days are different from regular people's nice days, okay? Come on now, let's just be real.
As in the slogan, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I made a montage that I'm going to drop on IG today.
Oh, really?
Really? Okay.
Just a collage of photos, and I had to pay for the rights to this song and so I could play it. It's just a little something, just real short.
Steve, you're so romantic when it comes to Marjorie.
Very thoughtful.
You know, you got to give, like, if there was one tip you could give to men to be romantic when it comes to special days for their wife or girlfriend. In 30 seconds,
I know here's what you want to do.
Yeah, I know what it is.
In 30 seconds.
You have to be, women created the thought. It's not the gift, it's the thought.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't matter how big the gift is, but if you put a lot of thought with it, if it's got some moves and angles in it and some corresponding parts, they'll love that.
All right, all right. No matter what your financial situation is, coming up at 34 after the hour, are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Ready, guys? It's going to be Tommy and Junior today.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go. And Junior boy.
All right. Which state is divided into five boroughs?
New York.
What did the retail store Tom McCann sell?
Shoes.
What fast food chain slogan is Eat More Chicken?
Chick-fil-A.
Keisha Lance Bottoms is the mayor of
Atlanta,
what city? In the movie Lean On Me, what actor plays the role of
Morgan Freeman?
Which morning show co-host once lived in New Orleans?
Carla Phillips.
Carla.
Which sneaker company sells the Air Force One sneakers?
Nike.
What type of music did Johnny Guitar Watson make?
Blues.
Blues? I don't know.
Baker Mayfield is
Cleveland
the quarterback.
Cleveland.
Who is the host of Money Making Conversations?
Rashawn McDonald.
Steve Harvey.
So Def Records was founded in the 90s by what hip-hop mogul?
Jermaine Dupri.
I lost that one.
Lost that one.
You think?
I did.
Y'all want me to give you the official score?
Since you're keeping score, let me
one tie.
Okay.
Let me give the questions, Steve.
Okay, you want me to wait? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, please. Okay. Here we go. All right, which state is divided into five boroughs? Yeah, that was New York, and the answer, and Junior was right. What did the retail store Tom McCann sell?
Tommy.
Shoes. What fast food chain slogan is Eat More Chicken? Chick-fil-A. That was Junior. Steve.
I thought I got New York.
Yeah, you did. Way after he did.
Keisha Lance Bottoms is the mayor of what city? Atlanta. Junior. Say it loud, Steve.
Junior.
In the movie Lean On Me, what actor plays the role of Joe Clark? That was a tie. I thought Steve was going to say something. Oh, Morgan Freeman.
I ain't get that one.
No, that was a tie. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you had, Steve? Oh, you had officially. Our official scorekeeper said it was a tie.
It don't matter.
Which morning show co-host once lived in New Orleans?
Official. Let's get that straight, though.
Yeah, Junior got that one. Carla Farrell. Which sneaker company sells Air Force Ones? That would be Nike. Junior. What type of music did Johnny Guitar Watson make?
Junior.
Blues. And Junior got it. You're right. Baker Mayfield.
You did.
Junior, you answered that question.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you did say blues.
Wow.
After I said it.
Yeah, he was talking while you were thinking.
Baker Mayfield is a quarterback of what NFL team? Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland.
Who is the host of Money Making Conversations? It's a radio show. Rashawn McDonald.
Junior
got that one.
Who put that in?
But Tommy said Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
You got mad as hell.
I got mad.
And the last one, So Def Records was founded in the 90s by what hip-hop mogul? That would be Jermaine Dupri, and Junior got that one.
What
All right, come on. What did you have, Steve?
Gave a tie to Tommy, so I had to take one from Junior. but I got two ties, one for Tommy and eight for Junior.
Not eight, though.
I got Junior 9, Tommy 1, Ty 1.
Oh, man. Junior 1.
It's a delay.
Yeah, you're right. And all of
I'm, on,
your
I'm on the delay.
Yeah.
In the movie Lean on Me, this is my favorite question. I just want to put that out there. What actor played the role of Joe Clark, Morgan Freeman?
Dead man.
Why you got to say that again?
That was my favorite question of this whole thing.
That don't mean you need to repeat it.
No, but that was my favorite one, Morgan Freeman.
And then the Johnny Guitar
Watson
question.
Morgan don't want you.
Could have really been blues, funk, R&B.
Well, we had blues. Yeah, we had blues.
It's all of it. He did all this.
And they only said blues, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know some of them for blues.
Okay. Up next, Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, my weird husband is worrying me. But right now, the King of Pranks is in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got, King of Pranks?
Hey, man. I dropped your wife.
No.
You dropped her off.
You know, sometimes you got to look a man in the eye.
Dropped her where?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Hey, man, I dropped her. Physically.
Like on the floor?
No, physically. Physically. Dropped her.
Oh, dog.
Dropped her. So I dropped your wife.
This could be it.
I dropped your wife, dog. I dropped your wife. Okay, let's talk about it. I dropped your wife. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tony.
This is Tony.
Tony, how you doing? This is nephew Tommy.
Hey, nephew Tommy. I can't believe you're calling me. Oh, my God.
You sent an email in to prank your aunt.
Yes. Oh, my God. I sent that like months ago. I didn't think you were going to call me.
Yes, I'm calling you now. How long y'all been married?
8 years.
Okay.
8 years. That's my heart.
Okay. Let me ask you something. What makes your husband just go off? What can I do that you know that's a button for him that you don't want to push?
Anything that has to do with me, let me tell you, he is crazy about me. If anybody mess with me, if anybody tries to go off on me, he will lose it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, what are we going to do? I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, you know what? Okay, check this out.
Okay.
Can you click over on a three-way? Can you call him?
Okay, I can call it from my phone. But you're going to be on the phone, right?
Yeah, I want him to think that I got your phone.
Okay.
I tell you what, you just click over and get him on the line. Just click over. So when you click back, you can't say nothing else. You got to be quiet.
Okay.
Because at the end, I'm going to let you talk to him, okay?
Okay, hold on. Tommy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, it's ringing.
All right, you hit mute or something, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, baby?
No, this, how you, is this Darren?
Yeah, this Darren. Who is this?
Hey, we got a bit of a situation with Tony,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got a situation for real. This is my wife's phone. Who is this?
Actually, man,
who is this?
We're trying to get Tony actually twisted her ankle, man, so we got to get her to the emergency room and get her checked out.
She twisted her ankle. How'd she twist? Wait. Back up. Who did you say? Who is this? How did Tony twist her ankle?
Actually, she fell and...
Hey, man, look. My wife is with her mom right now. Who are you? How'd she twist her ankle? And why are you calling me? Why isn't her mother or somebody calling me? Who is this? You never told me your name, bro.
No, I'm a friend, man. She didn't fall. I actually dropped her.
Whoa. How did you drop her? What do you mean you dropped her?
We had a couple of drinks at the hotel, man, and she...
Wait. Hotel? What the hell you mean a hotel? My wife's supposed to be over her mom's house. Now you calling me from her phone talking about you dropped her? Y'all at some hotel? Why y'all even at a hotel? What the hell are you talking about a hotel, bro? Where the f*** is my wife? Where is Tony? Why ain't Tony on the phone?
Hey, dude, you gotta calm down, man. We in a situation, right?
You calling me from my wife's phone talking about she hurt? You dropped her? Y'all at a hotel? She's supposed to be at her mom's house? Bro, where is my wife, man?
She's it. Tony, I got it. Just hang on.
Tony, put my wife on the phone, man.
Hey, dude, I need you to calm down, man.
No, I need you to calm down. You talking about y'all about to go to an emergency room? You dropped my wife? Y'all at a hotel? Dog, just put my on the phone before your be in the emergency room.
Hey, man, listen, you got to calm down. Tony already embarrassed about the
I don't even know who the hell you are. You still ain't told me your name. Put Tony on the phone, bro.
Listen, man, you got to chill out, man. I'm just a friend, okay?
Hey, man,
I'm a friend.
I tell you what, in the emergency room, tell me where y'all at. I'll come to the hotel. I'll get my own wife and take her wherever she needs to be. Tell me where you at.
As soon as Tony get dressed, man, I'm going to get her there, okay?
What? As soon as she get dressed? What do you mean as soon? Hey, man, real talk, dog, where y'all at, man? Where you? Put Tony on the phone, man.
I'm not putting Tony on you too irate, man. Why are you screaming and hollering, dude?
I swear to God, if I find out where y'all at, I'm going to come over there. It's going to be one for you and Tony. Hey, man, where y'all at, bro? I'm cool. Where y'all at? Tell me where y'all at.
No. I tell you what, man, I'm going to get Tony's ankle taken care of, and we'll get somebody to drop her back off at the house, okay?
I'll drop her off at the house, man. Just tell me where y'all at. I want to come get my wife. I want to make sure she gets the treatment that she needs, bro. Tell me where y'all at. Don't go nowhere. I want you to be there when I come get her. Don't go nowhere. Where y'all at?
I can't do it. I mean, we didn't.
Put Tony on the phone, man. Put my wife on the phone.
I'm not. Listen,
let
dude.
Let me talk to my wife, bruh.
Hey, man, it's the reason why I'm calling, man. She embarrassed about all of this.
And now, she gonna be more than embarrassed one day. Hey, okay, it's cool. Ain't the tell ain't gonna need to be embarrassed. I love her, man. That's my girl, man. Let me holler at my wife, bruh, please.
No,
that's all
no,
I'm asking.
No. I already
Give
know,
my
man.
My wife a phone, bruh.
Listen, dude.
Hey, man, look, dog, real talk, you still ain't tell me who the you are, dog. All I know is you calling me talking about you in some hotel with my wife and look, let me tell you something. Don't let that leg, that ankle, whatever you say is wrong with my wife, get your whoops, dog, I'm telling you, when I find out who you are, I'm busting your put my wife on the phone, man. That's all. That's my last time asking you, dog. I promise.
Hey, man, what? But see, man, you too irate, man. You too irate.
Put my wife on the phone, bro. That's all I'm saying. You better leave town. That's what I'm saying. You got to leave town, my man. You better leave
Tony,
town.
Do you want to talk? Let Tony decide if she want to talk to you or not, okay?
Yeah, let her decide.
Tony, do you want to talk to him,
Tony? Don't even ask
him. Hey, man, you... Hey,
you
man,
ask if you
want to
talk to me
before. We'll see what Tony want to do.
Tony, get your
Tony
on the phone.
Hey, man. Pull up.
I don't even know you, man. Put on the phone. You scared to tell me your name.
Tony, you want to talk to him?
Hell yeah, she want to talk to me, man. I don't even know why you keep asking those dumb questions. Get on the phone. I'll pay
okay.
The phone bill.
Tony, here she is, man.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Where the you at?
Baby.
Who are you with? Tony? Hey,
baby.
Tony, look, I ain't good, babe. I don't have time for games. Where you at
baby.
And who you with? That's all you got to tell me.
Baby, just calm down. I got something to tell you, okay?
Where are you, Tony? Tony,
baby,
where you at?
Listen to me. Baby, you got to
listen
to me.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Listen to me real carefully, okay?
Where you at, Tony?
Baby, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Baby, you just got pranked by nephew Tony.
Do it sound like I'm laughing right now?
I love you.
Okay, girl. You hurry up on home. That's cool. All right, you got me.
Well, I'm the only person dropped somebody's wife before.
On this show.
Yes. Ain't nobody else picking up nobody else's wife.
No. Ask the other married man on the show.
No.
Uncle Steve, you ain't never dropped nobody's wife. Uncle Steve.
Don't know. Don't drag me into any of your foolishness.
Okay. So what we're saying is you possibly have dropped somebody, but you just don't want to talk about it.
I can promise you I haven't.
How you
I'm not
going to
hold it against
that, though, man.
Okay. So I'm the only one that do stupid stuff. All right, cool.
You said that. Yep. Yes. Yes, you are.
Getting it. Over and over and over.
Tomorrow night.
Can I ask you a question, Doc?
Yes, sir.
Please.
And I mean this respectfully, so please don't take it in the way, because I'm asking a question.
Oh, man, go right ahead. Now,
how long are you planning on being married?
Oh, I thought you were going to say being stupid.
You know what,
that's
Steve?
It's
funny you asked me that, man.
Wow. It's funny you asked me that.
It's funny. I think about that last week. Listen, probably about 8, 10 more years, probably. I think I probably get about 10 more years in.
My mouth is just dry. Man.
No, this is good. This better than the dates. At the 10 years, why 10 years and what happens after 10?
Did he hear his wedding vows?
I think by 10, I'd probably be there. I'm going
to
hit that lottery by 10.
You going to hit that lottery by 10?
I'm going to hit that damn lottery. I ain't lying to you, dog.
And then what's going to happen?
That's it.
Oh, never. We got to go. Thank God. Coming up at the top of the hour, the strawberry letter, My Weird Husband Is Worrying Me, is the subject. We'll talk about it and read it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're asking for everyone to please pray for our neighbors in the Florida Panhandle. Hurricane Michael is producing strong winds, a dangerous storm surge, and flooding is expected. Florida Governor Rick Scott called it a massive storm, and he added that we haven't seen anything like this in the Panhandle in decades. He's already declared a state of emergency in several counties. So please, we're urging you to listen to your city officials and please stay safe, okay?
That's right.
Yes. Please, yes. All right, yeah, and we'll keep you updated, of course. And we're not. What'd you say, Carla?
Hurricane season. This has been some kind of hurricane.
Yeah, this really, really has.
It's a late storm.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to switch gears now because it's time for the strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. Tell him, Steve.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, My Weird Husband Is Worrying Me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my husband for over 10 years, and we finally got married last year and moved in together. Now I'm having second thoughts about him because he's sneaky and looks like something is going on with him. He works two jobs every day, and when he gets in from work, it's really late and I'm usually asleep. A few nights ago, I heard him digging through my purse, and then I heard my car keys rattling. So I figured he's got my keys to move our cars around. The next morning, I asked him politely not to ever go through my purse again. Mind you, I have never seen his wallet. He keeps his wallet on him at all times, and his cell phone, too. His phone is always on silent, and at night, I have no idea what he does with his phone and wallet while we're sleeping. The other night, he came in from work late, and I laid in bed and pretended to be asleep. I watched as he fumbled around on the floor of our closet. The next morning, I went to the closet to see what he could have been doing. I came across a tube sock that he was hiding in a shoebox. The sock had a few $100 bills, 3 credit cards in someone else's name, and a slip of paper with the social security numbers of 2 of his ex-girlfriends. I took pictures of everything and put it all back in the box. I haven't said anything to him yet, but I'm about to, because this morning he took his wallet into the bathroom with him to take a shower, and he locked the door. So who am I living with? This has me very uneasy in my own home. I have no idea how to ask him what's going on. Please help. Whoa.
He's not.
This could be everything, or this could be nothing, but it sure sounds like something, a lot of something, okay? Well, what is he sneaking around for? What is he taking his phone and his wallet in the shower with him and locking the door for? And this is so crazy because you guys have been together for 10 years. You mean in 10 years he didn't do any of this? This is really, really hard to believe. You know, when you say you've never seen his wallet, do you mean you've never seen his wallet in 10 years ever? That's weird. You're right. That is weird. So are you saying he's changed his behavior, or he changed his behavior right after you guys got married? This just doesn't make any sense to me after 10 years. I don't know what he's doing, but the wallet and the phone and the shower with the locked door, he's doing something. I don't need to know what he's doing, but you do. You're his wife. So instead of trying to figure it out and guess and accuse him of stuff, you got to ask him. You got to tell him what you saw. You got to ask him what the heck is going on. You got to tell him, as married people, you have to trust each other. And once that trust is broken, you know, it's hard to get that back. You're his wife, and you have a right to know what's going on. Steve?
Turn the music off for a minute, Kat. I want you to listen to me, lady, and listen to me real careful. I'm about to say something in this microphone And this really my answer. I'm finna give you two words. This is really my answer. I'm gonna expound on it, but this is my answer. You listening? Here we go. Get out. I'm gonna do it one more time because maybe you ain't think that's what I said. Listen to me. Get out. Now, if you don't get out, listen to this next line. I'm summing this letter up. You finna get killed.
What?
Okay? Stop all this playing around. This ain't nothing to play with. He ain't even acting black at the house.
No.
This all horror movie mess right here. Crazy ass sitting up in here. He got you worried. You damn right. He got me worried. I ain't even in the letter. Sitting up in here, been knowing this man 10 years, gotten married after a year. You think everything be going right. You having second thoughts because he's sneaky. Look like something going on with him. Hell, what you mean look like? It is. He worked two jobs every day, and when he get in from work, it's really late, and I'm usually asleep. A few nights ago, I heard him digging through my purse. And then I heard my car keys rattling. So I figured he got my keys to move our cars around. See, they're right there. I figured. You ain't know, but you figured. He moved the cars around. The next morning, this what she came away with. Yeah. Damn what you was doing. Why you heard the car keys rattling. This what she came away with. The next morning, I asked him politely not to ever go through my purse again. You need to find out what he was doing with them damn keys.
You need to find
out. Now, was he moving cars around, or was he out there loosening your brakes?
Oh, no.
Was he draining your power steering fluid? It's stuff like that. Was you getting some stuff pulled in your tank? Sitting up here talking about don't ever politely. You crazy too. Mind you, I have never seen his wallet.
What? Where'd that come from?
Mind you, I have never seen his wallet. 10 years. You ain't seen his wallet. When y'all go out to eat, how he pay? What he do? He do magic tricks. Poof, here come the money. What he do? When the check come to the table, what you hear? Abracadabra. Ah, shakalaka-laka. What? How he pay? You ain't seen his wallet in 10 years. Where he been getting his money and his credit cards from?
All right, listen, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's subject, my weird husband is worrying me. Get out, Steve says. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's recap today's strawberry letter, Steve.
Ain't nothing to recap. She married this crazy ass man that she don't even know now. 10 years she ain't seen his wallet. She sleep, he fumbling, just digging around. Found some car keys. All she say is polite, don't ever go in my purse again. You think it finna stop him? Living with a crazy person. He ain't listening to you. Then you tell us, that's mind you, I've never seen his wallet. What? I don't know how they been dating. His phone is always on silent at night, and I have no idea what he does with his phone and wallet while we are sleeping. I do.
What?
Bet it's in that damn closet. Uh-huh. Cause let's read on, because we're about to find out what's happening with this closet. The other night, he came in from work late. I laid in the bed and pretended to be asleep. See, you wasn't pretending to be asleep. Your ass was scared.
That's a difference.
That's a difference. You wasn't laying there pretending to be asleep. You was awake because you didn't want to go to sleep. Fool in here fumbling around. I watched as he fumbled around on the floor of our closet. The next morning, I went to the closet to see what he could have been doing. I came across a tube sock that he was hiding in a shoebox. The sock had a few $100 bills, 3 credit cards in somebody else's name, and a slip of paper with the social security numbers of 2 of his ex-girlfriends. that you ain't seen. Two of his ex-girlfriends that you ain't seen. They mom and them ain't seen them either. What he doing with their credit cards and social security numbers in a tube sock? And your ass finna mess around and be in that closet too. Need to smell that tube sock. That sock been someplace. I'll tell you that right now. I took a picture of everything and put it all back in the box. What?
Stupid.
He crazy, you stupid. I haven't said anything to him yet. Take yet off this sentence. Just say I haven't said anything to him. Leave it at that. Listen to me, lady. Bring it up if you want to. Oh, the look that's going to come across his crazy ass face. The fact that he know you done been in there, took pictures of the stuff, and you going to bring this up to this crazy person that's got these two ex-girlfriends that ain't nobody seen? He got their credit cards and social security numbers? You ain't bought it up yet. Let me tell you something. They were laying in that same bed you is, watching him fumble around in that closet before. Each one of them. Wow. And guess what they did? They bought it up. Now guess what their ass is? Their ass is all that's left for them is a tube sock.
He killed
and damn
him.
Credit card, I'm telling you.
He killed them.
I'm telling you. Get out.
A few hundred dollars.
Listen to me. I ain't said nothing to him yet, but I'm about to. Shut your damn mouth.
Come on, man.
And get out. Man. Get your ass. Look, I can't do nothing for you. I call it off. But I'm about to because this morning he took his wallet into the bathroom with him to take a shower and he locked the door. Now, what you think was going on? It's just y'all in the house. He locked the door. He take his shot. But took his wallet in there. What he in that door?
Yeah. Pretty rough.
So who am I living with? I just told you at top of the level, you living with a killer. You living with a damn killer is who am I living with? Is you been listening to me?
Is he a killer or a cheater, Steve?
No, he a killer. There ain't no signs of him cheating, but it ain't no signs of his girlfriend except some credit cards, some hundreds, and social security numbers. You living with a killer.
Can I ask you
You're
something?
Cracking up, boy.
Hold up. This has me very uneasy in my own home. Yeah, because you finna be buried under that damn closet. You ought to be uneasy. I have no idea how to ask him what's going on. Please help. The police. You need to call the police.
Oh, man.
You need an investigation. Everything that's in that closet. I bet them two ladies ain't nobody seen. What's your question?
What about the taking the phone and the wallet in the shower and locking the door?
Now let me tell you something. You think that's cheap.
Mm-hmm. It's more than that. It's murder.
Oh yeah, this he a killer.
He's washing off evidence.
Stop. Ain't no question in my mind.
You're clear.
I'm clear about this here. Y'all in the bottom of the closet with a tube sock. In what? You done found it, took pictures of everything. Like you a damn detective.
She's scared to talk to him.
Stupid ass.
And then you gonna show him.
The police. I ain't talked to him yet. But I'm about to. Well, it'll be your last conversation.
But Steve.
Send a letter to your mom and them. Let them know you're finna talk to them.
Steve.
That's all I'm telling you. Either that or contact them two ex-girlfriends and see what they say.
Well, why
you probably can't scared. Find them.
Yeah, why you sound scared, Steve?
Why I sound? Because I'm scared for her. So I don't like doing these type of letters because this is crazy.
It's evidence.
Get your ass away from him.
All right, we got to go. Thank you.
Living with a killer.
Plus, please email us or Instagram us your thoughts.
Don't email us nothing about this here no more.
Go to Steve Harvey FM or at My Girl Shirley.
You stay with a killer. We don't want to hear about this.
Coming up in 10 minutes, have you ever learned you've been saying something wrong your entire life? We'll talk about it right after this.
In the bathroom with his telephone and his wallet. Come out the shower, he dry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, I don't think you were finished with today's Strawberry Letter. The subject was my weird husband is worrying me about this woman who's been with her husband for over 10 years, but mm-hmm. they just got married last year. Mm-hmm. Now he's sneaking around, she says. She doesn't see his wallet, mm-hmm. his phone. He takes his wallet and his phone in the bathroom and mm-hmm. in the shower and locks the door. Mm-hmm. He's fumbling around at night after he comes home from work. Mm-hmm. And she just
I don't
see
nothing wrong with that.
She just wants... I knew you wouldn't. Yeah. She just wants to know what is going on. He went
and while
all
she
in
was
her
pretending
purse,
to be asleep, what was he doing?
In her purse, getting her keys out. And then he went into the closet and was fumbling around on the floor, she said. And then the next morning, she went to the closet to see what he'd mm-hmm. been, what he was doing. She came across a tube sock that he was hiding in a shoebox. The sock had a few $100 bills, 3 credit mm-hmm. cards in someone else's name, and a slip of paper with the social security numbers of 2 of his ex-girlfriends. Mm-hmm. What was that about, yeah. Steve?
He didn't kill some people.
That's what he,
all this crystal clear to me.
Out of that?
Yeah, that's what I got of it. See, I go to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen here, you know, he could be involved in some credit yeah. card fraud, and mm-mm. he could be buying stuff with people's social security. Now, no, let's skip over all
he's
that and
killer.
Get to what he killed people.
But, Steve, okay, seriously.
Yeah.
They've been okay. together for over 10 years.
He probably killed him during the 10-year period.
But Steve.
But she didn't say anything about that. Because
she don't know.
But Steve, you don't think he has another wife?
If he did.
Another wife?
Steve if thinks another if, woman if, or another if, woman or another family. It's something else.
If he
going
do,
on.
If he do, all them is dead.
I knew she was gonna say that. He killed them all.
Yeah. Why he sound like this psycho or yeah. something? Man.
I'm telling you right now, you ain't heard nothing in this letter about no damn
you're
kids.
Not changing his mind
hey, Steve,
about
do
this.
You mind if we ask Tommy? Because you know he's an expert at the phone and all of this, taking it in the
no,
shower.
No, you can
with
ask him.
Him,
but I'm a counter. Go ahead.
Okay, what do you think happened, Tommy? He took his phone and his wallet in the shower, locked the door.
Another woman.
The man just have a private life and he don't want people in his business. That's all that is.
Well, it's not people. Okay? This is his wife, Tommy.
I understand that, but his phone and his wallet is his own stuff. She ain't got no business going through that.
Yeah.
Well, who he said she was going through
what
it?
People you think is in his life? Because I ain't seen nobody in this life.
Why is that, huh?
Because
I think
her.
Everybody was in his life.
Well, what's the significance of the tube socks? Seriously, Steve.
What's that
and
about?
The, yeah, and the credit cards.
See, that poor people use tube socks.
And the few $100 bills. What was that about?
He figured ain't nobody going to look in there. Tube sock in a shoebox.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, killers ain't really smart.
No. Can you explain something in the letter for
he
me?
He done turned this into forensic files.
What?
I'm okay, here. This part, this is it. He's sneaky and looks like something is going on with him. What does that look like?
He has rapid eye movement when he comes to the house.
Not REM sleep.
Eyes wide open like he had third level dreaming.
But Steve, would he be that sleepy? I mean, would he be that wide awake when he works 2 jobs? Wouldn't he be the reverse tired?
He coming there. He got time to fumble around. He used to this here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
work 2 jobs. Yeah. He got another family.
He worked 2 jobs and everything. You know, plus he don't go to work every night. Sometimes he just off killing people.
Will you stop? This is not the real.
She married to a serial killer.
No, I'm trying to tell you. I don't even know what y'all tripping for. Hey,
you
a lot of nights
just
he don't even go to work.
Yeah.
They ain't living better. He ain't got but an extra couple $100 in that damn tube sock. One of them jobs is a front.
Yeah, you need to stop watching 48 Hours.
No, dog, this ain't no 48
Files.
Hours.
You need to.
What but she need to do is stop taking
shows,
pictures.
Steve.
Dog, this lady talking about she stayed awake one night. She's scared.
Yeah, clearly
but he
she's
just
afraid.
Moved the car, Unc. He didn't do nothing but move
no,
the car.
No. She said she assumed he moved the car.
She don't know what he did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you think he did then?
Took the car somewhere and killed somebody.
I agree with you, though. She's scared because she won't come out and say something to him about what she saw.
Listen to me. She said, I have not said anything to him yet, but I'm about to.
Uh-huh.
That's what the mother, too, said. Now, all it is that they down in the damn tube. So they just social security number. We don't know who them credit cards is to them other people that ain't hear his name.
Wow.
They dead, too.
So right now, it could be a total of 5 people missing.
I'm looking at the letter and judging by a 10-year span, I'm thinking about 12 people.
12 people?
Boy, you ought to stop. You ought to stop.
That's 12 people, man.
Is it because it's Halloween time?
No, all we got to do is find out what city this in, and I can assure you, it's something going on.
But you won't address the fact that he took his wallet in the bathroom and took a shower and locked the door.
What's that about?
And his phone. What is that
Tommy
about?
Tommy say he got another light. He's just in there. He called
and he want his stuff. And he want his stuff
that
safe.
Killers,
listen to
that's
me.
That's what Tommy used
he
to do.
He in the bathroom with his phone. He got some credit cards in there.
Yeah.
He calling to make sure ain't no activity on him.
Uh-huh.
Cause he can't be no activity. But he didn't kill the people.
Right. He's not into identity theft or anything like that.
No. The identity theft is after they dead.
So he got a lot of different names.
Oh, yeah. He Carol Page one day.
Why do you think she's never seen his wallet, Steve? She says I have never seen his wallet.
She grabbed that wallet,
mm-hmm.
I promise you, the next night, all her ID going to be in that damn wallet.
So you think he keep everybody's ID in there?
That's what's in that wallet. That's why he got to carry it with him everywhere.
Okay.
He can kill a lot of people. She living with a killer.
Well, how should she escape then?
Oh, ain't no escape. Just go to work. Don't ever come back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you ain't got to escape. Kiss him dead in the lips.
Uh-huh.
Go to work.
Act normal, you're saying.
Yeah, act like you going to work. Drive straight down to the precinct. Have your story and your pictures in your hand.
All right, well, thank you for figuring that one out.
No, I'm here for y'all.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We had a serial killer work for us in Atlanta, remember?
Right after this!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Two inmates, guys, who escaped from a Kentucky prison on Saturday by hiding inside of trash cans are back behind bars, all right? 27-year-old Jason Stumbler and 38-year-old Jeremy Hunt worked in the prison's kitchen and were able to get out of the facility with the garbage. Stumbler was captured Monday morning when detectives found out he was planning to meet a family member at a McDonald's. He's led police on a high-speed chase before he was captured and received additional charges. Hunt also led police on a high-speed chase, which ended in a crash and his capture. In addition to their recapture, 3 other inmates who helped them escape are also facing charges. Wow.
Well, let me tell you something. The one that got found that he was going to get help from his relative, the relative turned him in.
Yeah, they probably had no choice.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because they go right to your relative's
house.
Yeah,
the people that
if you hear anything. Well, he told me he wanted me to pick him up at 4:30 down at the McDonald's down on Grayford.
they sing.
And I told him, I said, my pickup truck, I just got it out of shop.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I can do is for to have police just reeling their bullet holes trying to shoot your ass. Now, all you had to do was do your little time like a man, and you'd have been out. But, oh, no, your stupid ass going to get out in the garbage can like they don't know you out.
Right.
They ain't called and contacted all us. Now, why don't you just go on back in there now, Jeremy?
Jeremy.
We ain't got to have all this trouble leaking on the family and everything. You know, last time we got in trouble, our uncle was running moonshine and they busted the steels. We ain't recovered from that since.
Tell me, to answer your question, how long have they been out? They escaped Saturday. They were
caught. Came but a couple days. That's all it takes.
You're right. Then by Monday.
I tell you what, I told Jeremy when he called me, I said, you better get your ass back in that prison because this black fella with a tube sock in the closet is killing people.
Are you back on the strawberry
ladder? If you call his ass and try to get some help, he going to kill your ass. is his black, the black wife that he's married to. Think Steve and him gonna help me. I was listening to his show the other day. You better get your ass back in prison before that black fella find out you out.
You stupid.
Cause he collecting credit card, social security number. Even though you're in prison, you got social security number.
Kidding. All right, so speaking of jail, tough luck for 13-year-olds who want to dress up for Halloween in Chesapeake, Virginia, Steve. The town has had the ordinance on the books for a few years now, and someone recently shared a screenshot of the harsh rules on Facebook. If anyone over 12 engages in trick-or-treating or any similar activity, he or she shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25 nor more than $100 or by confinement in jail for not more than 6 months or both.
Yeah.
Jail.
They can't trick-or-treat.
Jail.
Yeah, that's right.
Trick-or-treat.
That's right. It ought to be like that,
cut
too.
Off.
No, Tommy, listen to me. Trick or treat for children.
Okay.
For children can go around and get their candy.
Big ass
13-year-old
too.
In here getting candy.
Mm-hmm.
Save it for the youngest.
Wow. And Chesapeake, Virginia also only allows trick-or-treating between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. That's
it ain't even dark yet. Nah, dog.
2 hours.
It's plenty dark like that.
Did they put a neighborhood down there?
Chesapeake, Virginia, you come on now, cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know good and well what this is for. Keep your black ass out of there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, let's
okay.
Make it
I didn't see that
junior.
Part. My bad.
How you ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's right there.
Is there a particular neighborhood?
Come on, it's right there. 6 to 8. Anybody over 13, that covers all the blacks in the county.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We got a trick for you, all right. We'll give you a treat, and the trick is to get your ass in this paddy wagon.
Yeah.
It's got to be an old rule.
Yeah, well, they said it's been on the books for a few years now, the ordinance.
Well, they bought it back this year, Shirley, because four of the people that was over 14 was a trick-or-treat, and they was 19. And they rang the doorbell, and a man answered the door and had a shoebox in his hand. We ain't seen that one of them kids. Both them 18-year-olds is gone.
Because the man from the ladder.
Yeah. That son of a gun in that strawberry ladder. Once he start killing people in costumes, because he just don't like Casper. And that 18-year-old boy had that white sheet on. He said, boo. Next thing you know, he's in the basement.
You are crazy. For real.
Yep.
All right. So then, word to the wise in Chesapeake, Virginia. All right.
13-year-old.
Yeah.
13 is the limit, huh?
Don't do it.
Can't be older than that. That ain't good, no how. 13's too tall for costumes.
You can wear adult costumes at 13.
We don't have adult costume stores in Chesapeake.
Oh, what do you have?
The adult costume stores, that's adult video store.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Man, unless you want all the kids dressed as hookers. Don't come in there looking for a costume.
Stupid.
It's kind of hard to go trick-or-treating with Crocsless drawers on. I'll tell you that right now. Talking about some trick-or-treating, standing there just hanging all out. That ain't a good look. Nobody won't put no candy in that bag.
You in there this morning. You know that, don't you? You in there. You're all the way in there.
Yeah.
Just trying to do my duty.
Do my duty.
We got to find this killer, though. I'm telling you that right now.
What is this character's name?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Siri, you know Siri, has a new shortcut that will quietly record a police encounter if you're ever pulled over by the cops. Wow, that's good news. Yeah. To launch the police shortcut, just simply say, "Hey, Siri, I'm getting pulled over." That will prompt Siri to put the phone in do not disturb mode, prevent notifications from coming through, lower your screen brightness, and pause your music. Then your phone will automatically record and send a text to a designated emergency contact with your location information. iPhone users must have the latest version of iOS, and the police shortcut is located in the shortcut app settings. Wow.
Wow.
You know how much Siri finna hear when this go down?
Well, that's good.
Man, please.
Wow.
That's good.
All of us have iPhones, right?
Yeah.
Except for Tommy, right?
No, I got that Android. Well,
yeah.
iPhone. Yeah, I ain't getting pulled over by the police.
Oh.
That's
crazy.
That's crazy,
this
right?
is a good thing, yeah. though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a damn shame, though, but yeah. Seems what? Like a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I have been pulled over the past couple of years. But,
did they know it was, evidently they didn't know it was you.
Well, I was in the passenger seat. My buddy was driving. We was coming from Montgomery, me and Calhoun, going back to Atlanta. We just finished playing golf at his home course.
Uh-huh.
And we was driving back about an hour and a half, the way he drives, mm-hmm. which is why we got pulled over. We was flying. I was asleep.
He
tapped me and said, "Dog, getting pulled over."
Oh, wow.
I got that chair out of that reclined position so fast. Got my hand up on that dashboard and just spread all my fingers on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a female officer. She came up on my side. She said, "Sir, why do you have your hands on the dashboard?" I said, "Because I want you to see my hands."
Oh, okay.
She said, "Why? Is there something I should know?" I said, "No, except that my hands is on this dashboard." She said, "I'm going to need to see some ID, sir." I said, "Ma'am, that's going to be a problem." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because my ID is in my backpack on the back seat."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I really feel uncomfortable turning around getting that out."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you told her that?
Yeah.
I told her.
Yeah.
She said, "Sir, you're going to have to reach back there and get your ID."
Oh, man.
I said, "Ma'am, I'm reaching back with one hand, my left hand. I'm just going to lift it up by the handle with my thumb and my index finger." I told her everything. I pulled it out front, set it on my lap, opened it up, let her look in the bag, stuck my hand in there, got my ID out, wallet, showed it to her.
Wow.
She said, "Sit right here, please." She took Calhoun's, came back and said, "Gentlemen, I just want to give you a warning. Just slow down a little bit." I said, "Thank you."
Wow.
And then I was getting ready to pull off. She had in mind that. She said, "Enjoy your show, sir." I said, "Thank you, man."
Wow.
That's crazy. We
did you take the wheel after that? Because you drive slow. So.
Oh, no. I told Calhoun, "Speed again, see what happens."
You threatened your best friend right there.
You're going to get your ass whooped for me. Please get to this car. get me pulled over one more damn time by some damn state troopers.
Wow.
We was dead wrong all the way around the board.
Mm-hmm.
But I was nervous. She said, why would you be afraid to get your lady? Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah, come
you watch the news.
Why I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm not sure if you know who I am or not, but right now, I ain't trying to get you to know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, last night, our girl Tracy Ross did her thing when she hosted the American Music Awards, and pop superstar Taylor Swift opened the show. Other performers, Mariah Carey, Ella May, Cardi B, of course, Ciara, Missy Elliott, and a special tribute.
Ciara.
Ooh, she was
beautiful.
Getting it, wasn't she?
She's beautiful, isn't she?
I love her.
Yeah, she can dance. She can dance.
Yeah, she was fire in that white suit she had on.
A special tribute, of course, to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, from Gladys Knight, Let Us See, Mary Mary, and CeCe Winans. Here are some of the highlights. Check these out.
Check out your girl Cardi B accepting the award for Best R&B Hip Hop Artist.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all my fans. Thank you to my team. Thank you to my publicist. Thank you to my music group. Thank you to Atlantic. Thank you, QC. Thank you to my glam squad. Thank you, family. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, here's Gladys Knight. Wow, she performed Amazing Grace in honor of Aretha Franklin during the Aretha Franklin tribute.
I was blind. Now I see.
Man, we love of the AMAs. It was a great show. Tracee Ellis did a great job. Tracee Ellis Ross. She did really a wonderful job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift opened the AMAs. We got to say this. After her recent Democratic candidate's endorsement announcement, voter registration spiked up to over $100,000. I love when someone recognizes their power and uses it for good.
I don't understand, Shirley.
What you mean $100,000?
$100,000.
Did I say $100,000? I meant 100,000 new registered voters.
Oh,
right. I saw the picture. I know. that would be great if we did. Yeah. But anyway, it spiked to over 100,000 new registered voters between the ages of 18 and 29. So she's reaching those young people. She's using her power for good. That's great. Yeah, this just happened in the last 48 hours, according to vote.org. So that's wonderful. Yeah. Really good news. And anyone else out there who wants to use their power and influence right now to get people registered and to get people out
Tommy,
to the polls.
Yeah. Hypothetical question for you.
Yes, sir.
For $1 million, would you go in there on election day and vote for Donald Trump?
Hell to the no.
For $1 million?
Yeah, for $1 million. No, I ain't doing it.
That's good, Tommy.
I ain't doing it.
Because you could look over here to the right.
that's good.
I was waiting on my turn.
That's conviction right there.
I ain't doing it, though.
For $1 million, would you take your vote and vote for Donald Trump?
Wearing a shirt in there.
Wearing a MAGA hat.
You ought to stop that, man.
Me and
you
Kanye.
And Kanye. You and Kanye.
You ain't frustrated enough, please.
No, I couldn't do it, man.
That would be a hard one. It would.
That's hard.
Yeah, that is hard. That's a hard, tough question, Steve.
I'm
as
waiting.
As much as you need the $1 million, but whew, my one vote. I can't get
him and Kavanaugh out of my head standing there side by side. I can't get that out right now.
All right, when we come back, last break of the day and some closing remarks from our fearless leader, Steve Harvey. We'll be back at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, last break of the day. Anything you want to say? Any parting words before we get to your
closing?
Yeah, I want
to say to my lovely wife, Marjorie, happy birthday, darling. You will have a great birthday today. Don't even worry about it. Enjoy your day, because I'm fitting to do it. Yeah, Steve Harvey style. To the chick of my dreams, man. Yeah. Changed my life. I appreciate you, girl. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Marjorie.
Marjorie's 54 today.
Oh, beautiful. Is she?
Yeah. Go, Marjorie. She don't mind me
saying. Go ahead, Marjorie.
She's beautiful.
She is. Happy birthday, girl.
Yeah. You look 34.
Yes. Thank you, man. She is pretty fly, though.
Yes, yeah, she is.
All right, let's get to your closing, Steve.
Wait a minute, before we close, what you get her? What you get her though?
See, it's too close.
Tell us.
See,
well, tell us
got,
tomorrow.
In
Steve.
2 hours, I got to be at the house. All the kids is coming.
Aw.
What you got, dog? What you get her?
Oh, it's something nice, man. But I'm going to just go ahead.
I think she already knows them anyway, right?
Right.
Oh, very funny.
Yes.
Oh, she knows it.
Quit tripping. Talk to Jesus.
Amen.
Baby, they doing some stuff. Don't worry about them. Let's pray about it. Okay.
All right. I love it.
Well, so happy birthday, girl.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday,
Marjorie. Anyway, Steve, closing remarks.
This idea is to just talk to people for a moment just about what is it you want. Just sit down and just focus today on what it is you want. Explore your dreams, your aspirations. Explore your imagination today. Sit with yourself and think about how bright your future actually could be. If you want to really do something to lift your spirits today, let your imagination run free. Open up your mind to your dream capacity. Start envisioning things. Write it down, the things that you would love to see happen. If you could imagine yourself being anything, where would it be? Where would it be? What would you do if you could be anything and you knew that there was no chance of you failing at it? What would you do? These exercises are great mental exercises to give the imagination muscle and the dream muscle some practice. I was talking to a young couple the other day, and this young couple asked me for advice and why their relationship had got so stagnant all of a sudden and how they weren't laughing and having fun. And when they got through talking to me, I told them, I said, one of the things it seems to me like you're doing is you're not planning anymore. You know, you can be in a couple, you can be a couple, or you can be in your life. If you stop planning, if you stop envisioning, if you stop dreaming, life get real flat for you. That's if you're in a relationship, if you're a young couple, if you're an old couple, if you're single sitting in a room by yourself. If you stop imagining, envisioning, and dreaming, your life can start to feel really flat. And what I do to boost myself from time to time with my incredibly busy schedule, sometimes on the work, I just imagine, what is it all for? What could I accomplish if I did this? In my wildest imagination, what would I love to see happen? Where would I really like to go? What would I really like to do? What would I really like to have? What would I really like to own? What would I really like to buy? Where would I really like to see? What would I really, really love to do? It's a great exercise, folks. It's an exercise in exercising that muscle of imagination and dreaming and envisioning. And it'll keep you moving forward. What gets people stuck is when they stop having dreams and visions. The Bible says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. And if you see no future, if you have stopped imagining yourself in tomorrow in a better place, if you no longer are wanting things because you've been beat down by the process so much that you think getting it is too difficult, you're in trouble, my friend. But you can change that, because the Bible also says that a man is as he thinketh. So if you think positive thoughts, you can inflict a lot of positive things into your life. You can inject a lot of positive things in your life. You can attract a lot of positive things to your life. So don't spend your time being negative, suffering in the condition you're in now. What you're going through now is so temporary. Open up your imagination, your dreams, and your vision, and watch you automatically start to feel better about moving and forward. If you're in a couple and y'all didn't hit a stagnant place, I can promise you y'all ain't been sitting down. Y'all haven't sat down and talked about what your dreams are together, what your visions are, what your plans are for the future. You're just going through the motions. And if you're going through the motions, it ain't gonna last. All right, those are my closing remarks.
Hey, Uncle Steve. Mm-hmm. Uncle Steve, how come when you get a new idea or think of something new, you always say, hey, Shirley, this is what I want to do. Why you don't say, hey, Tommy, this is what I want to
Well, because I'm a smart guy, Tommy. And if I don't want to interject foolishness into my idea, I don't talk to the fool.
You don't think I'm a genius.
Have a great weekend. Do you think you a genius?
Hell yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.